Well, it seems that our kids have had it right all along, constantly asking what seems to be the most important question of all, why? Now, if you're a small business owner, you definitely know what you do and how you do it. But have you ever really asked yourself why you do it? The importance of that why, it does, it forms the essence of your business and is the core part of a theory called the Golden Circle. The Golden Circle asks you to work backwards, starting with asking yourself why you do what you do and what it is that you do. I spoke with Stephen Shedlitsky, Head Engagement Officer at Simon Sinek's team at Start With Why, to create a two-part story to find out more.
The Golden Circle is a perspective. It's a way in which to look at our lives. It's the way in which to look at our careers. It's a way in which to look at how organizations can operate. The Golden Circle is a simple idea that was discovered 10 years ago by a friend, colleague, and mentor of mine named Simon Sinek. And he discovered it from a place of struggle. And indeed, some of the best, if not all of the best discoveries in the world are discovered from a place of tragedy or from a place of struggle. Just over 10 years ago, Simon fell out of love with his own career. Something that he was passionate about no longer was a passion play. He had a little communications and marketing company, a firm, a consultancy based out of New York and Seattle. And he knew what he did. He knew how he did it different and better than others. But he had no clear idea or articulation of why he did it. And absent of that why, absent of a reason, absent of meaning, he began to burn out and become depressed. And so he literally closed up shop, spent 6 weeks at this time 10 years ago in the fall, and at least fall in the States, in North America. And he committed himself to discovering his own why, which is to inspire people to do the things that inspire them so that together we can change our world. And in discovering this why, this central idea that inspired him to do all that he did, he committed himself only to doing things in every aspect of his career and life that would bring that cause to life. And in doing so, his passion restored to levels he had never experienced previous.
So when we're looking at the Golden Circle, it really is fundamentally based on three core values. One is the why, which is the core. It's mm-hmm. why we do what we do. Then you've got the how and the what. So when we're looking specifically for small business, let's say,
yeah.
why is it important to start from that core of the why as opposed to telling people what you do?
The why is the only thing that nobody else can replicate. The why is yours. Everything else in your business, what you offer and how you feel you do it different or better than others, people can copy. We have spent time with two companies who are in the same industry. They're not exactly small businesses, but I think the lesson from this is evident. The two companies are Microsoft and Apple. Our team has spoken at a Microsoft Education Summit, and we've also spoken at an Apple Education Summit. At the Microsoft Education Summit, about 70% of their executives spent 70% of their time talking about how to beat Apple. At the Apple Education Summit, 100% of their executives spent 100% of their presentations speaking about how to help teachers teach and students learn. That's the difference. When you have a why, you have a direction. When you aren't led by your why and you're trying to chase the competition or beat the competition, you look to what they're doing. It is the infinite player, the one who has a why and seeks to live that forever. Those are the ones who have a compelling vision. Those are the ones who breed loyalty because they stand for something. And so as you look at your business, anyone can copy your what. Anyone can copy your technology. Anyone can copy what you feel is proprietary. Even if you have a grant or a trademark, it'll run out. The one thing that no one can copy is the reason you do what you do, the core of why you exist, and that's what leads to innovation, and that's what leads to you being able to accomplish great things born from what's important to you and born from what you wish to create for others.
So when we're talking small business and we say, okay, what is your why? We are not talking about money or profit. We are trying to understand the service or the product that they're providing and what impact it will have on their customer?
Absolutely. So the CEO of Volvo has been quoted as saying that to say that an organization exists to make money is to say that human beings exist to make eat food. Money, profit is fuel. It can help fuel our cause. It can help give us resources to create more. Our why is composed of two things: our contribution and our impact. Our contribution is the thing that we do. It's our top strength. It's what we can't not do. And our impact is the condition with which we wish to leave the people in the world around us. So my why, for example, is to engage people in meaningful ways so that we live in a more fulfilled world. The thing that I love doing, I can't not do it. Sometimes I do it too much, is engage people in meaningful ways. And meaningful for me both means deep and important, but also funny and light. And the reason I do it, the North Star that I'm moving toward, is a world in which the vast majority of the people all over the world are fulfilled by their everyday. I want to live in that world. And so that is my why. And it guides me in every single aspect of my life. It guides me as a father. It guides me as a sibling, as a friend, as a son. And it guides me as a professional as well. And so I can focus on what are the things I can do every day, week, month, year, and over the course of my career that can help bring that cause to life by what I do.
And in terms, if we're looking at your personal why as to why mm-hmm. you exist or do things, can a business leader or a business owner, can their personal why and the why of the business, can they be interrelated or can they be independent of each other?
They are absolutely interrelated. They are inextricably interrelated. We have one why and one why only. And so if you look at a small business, the why of the founder or visionary of that small business is the why of the business. And people are drawn and attracted to join that business because of the founder's why. This is, you know, the reason that the personality of a leader very much has a direct impact on the culture of that organization. So we have one why and one why only, but yet we have many different identities and roles in which we can bring that why to life. So my why is the same as a father, as it is as a friend, as it is as a community or a community member or volunteer, as it is in my profession and in my own business.
And how is passion linked to why? Does why create the passion? Does passion create the why?
Chicken or the egg?
Yep.
It's a great question. So our perspective is that we all are passionate people. Every one of us has passion. And what passion is it's something you care about. If you care about something, you are passionate about it. And so I would say that the why is an articulation of what you are passionate about. And when we work hard for things we don't care about, the result is stress. And when we work hard for things we do care about, the result is passion. Our why is something that is based upon our life experiences, and by the time we're about 20 years old, we have enough life experience to have a why, and that is our passion. Our why is our passion, and it's simply articulated in a way that makes it easier for us to understand and then source ourselves from and act from a place of our why, and it gives people language to understand what it is we care about, because we can all walk around saying, I'm a very passionate person. Yeah, we all are. The question is, what are you passionate about?
Well, there's some food for thought for us all. That's Stephen Schetzlitzky, Head Engagement Officer at Simon Sinek's team at Start With Why, ending part one of our story on Start With Why. Join us next week for the final part of that report.